Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Larry Richard. Kevin Battle off on his birthday. But joining me in his stead for a special edition of Mowat on Movies, John Mowat. John, thanks for getting up early. Well, you're an early riser, but
I am.
Thanks for coming in.
You know what, though, Larry? There's a huge difference between waking up in the morning and having a cup of coffee and scrolling through Twitter. And when you got to wake up in the morning and get ready to come into KDK, it's a huge... Hey, I got to tell you, I'm shaving. I was three strokes in before I realized that my blade was backwards. I'm like, how does he do it? How does Larry do it at 3:30 in the morning?
Three. Don't short me out of half an hour. Yeah. That's what's scary to me. But we asked you to come in a little early because so many people enjoy being scared. You always talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, every Friday, typically the movies that are released, there's always one horror film because they sell.
People love it. Yeah. There's studies that suggest, Larry, that people like to get scared at the movies, and it makes them feel better about themselves when they leave the movie. And that's why they do it. Me personally, I kind of have a rough time with scary movies because I get
scared.
but yeah, man, people love them.
So you talked about Halloween 5 came out. Jamie Lee Curtis is back. Those are the newer movies. But you mentioned something to me the other day, and I thought, yeah, he's right. There's so many television shows and series now that are horror-based.
Yeah.
And not just feature films that end up on Netflix or TV.
Right. Not only that, like I was asking my daughter, Claire, she's 15 now. And I said, Claire, what do you like to do, scary movies? Like, what gets to you? And she's like, well, I like the classics. I'm like, what are the classics? She's like, Halloween Town, Hocus Pocus. Do you remember these films? They're made for television films. They're spooky and they're kind of Halloween.
Hocus Pocus had, an all-star cast of witches, including, who's the girl? Sarah Jessica Parker was one.
Bette Midler. Yeah. And was that Lily Tom?
No. No, it was the other woman.
In the other one.
Do you know Pat? Pat's in our news room. Focused he is.
But there's so many avenues to go to that it was funny to me that's where she went. And they're good films, and they're kind of spooky, and the kids love them. Adults love, you know, being scared. So it's across all the ages.
Yeah, I saw A Quiet Place and then A Quiet Place 2.
Yeah.
I didn't know where that was coming from. I thought that was a newer. And then how about the one with Bird Box?
Yeah.
With
what's her face? Right. Well, you're talking about
Sandra Bullock. Thank you,
and
Brianna.
And you're talking about films that's suspense.
What's her
You know,
face?
It is scary, and there's a lot of suspense. But, you know, right here in Pittsburgh, Larry, and I think you mentioned it this morning, is, you know, we have, like, the roots of some really spectacular horror. And when you talk about George Romero and the Latent Image and some of the things that they did early on and how that's transformed even to today with The Walking Dead and every other Zombieland type movie that comes out, all started here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. George Romero, Tom Savini, Greg Nicotero.
Yeah. And Bill Hinesman.
Bill Hinesman, the late Bill Hinesman. You worked with him. Was he in the original?
He was. He was zombie number one. And he ran sound for Latent Image. So he was part of the production, and as well as that first zombie that you see coming through the cemetery at the beginning. And
then Tom Savini did a remake of Night of the Living Dead
in
Washington County. They shot that. I was actually on the set for a couple of scenes. It was fun to watch, not knowing that this whole genre would blow up like it did with Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So what are some of the films that you think people are going to, what are the go-tos now since Halloween is
approaching? Oh, I got a story for you. So in our house, you know, my mom, she loved horror movies. She, you know, and especially around Halloween, she couldn't wait to throw in a DVD of something, you know, and one of the films that she really liked was, it was a made for TV film called Salem's Lot. Do you remember Salem's Lot?
Yeah, I do.
Starring David Soul. Well, long story short.
And you knew David Soul.
Well, I lived with him. When I moved to LA, I did some films in Pittsburgh, and I moved to LA, and I'm at his house. He had a son my age, and his wife was there, but it was just a really interesting experience. Well, he was the star of Salem's Lot in Starsky and Hutch, obviously. So sometimes he would leave the house, and there was a television room and DVDs. I would throw in at Starsky and Hutch because I just thought it was cool. Like, what are the odds? You know, I'm sitting there watching. And
with him, he's the
guy on the road, right. So one night I said, I'm going to watch Salem's Lot. So he had Salem's Lot. I throw in the DVD, and I don't know if you've ever seen Salem's Lot, but it was a made-for-TV movie, but they did it in such a way that some parts are really scary. So there's this one part where the child is becoming like a vampire, and they're floating up the side of the house. It's scary. It's actually scary. So I'm sitting in this big Spanish-style house with these big windows that kind of open in, and I'm watching this thing. What I didn't know is he had come home. And he came around toward the front door and saw me in there watching and goes, hey, into the – and I – Larry, I swear, I jumped like a cat. It was the craziest thing. And but that's just a great memory of some scary movies. And I get scared.
I know you always warn us there are jump scares in movies.
Oh, man.
So is Halloween 5, by the way, worth a look? Because if
Halloween
you like – Is that what it's called? Halloween
it's called
Kills.
Halloween Kills. And it's really interesting, Larry, because so they did the original Halloween, what was it, back in 1979?
John Carpenter.
But with Jamie Lee Curtis. So back in 2018, they did another Halloween. Now, it was a very similar Halloween, but it was everybody aged, and it's all starting over again with Michael Myers. So Halloween Kills is the continuation of that 2018 version of Halloween. But guess what? There's one more called Halloween Ends that's coming out maybe next year. If everything goes right with the theaters, Halloween Ends will be out next year. And Halloween Kills did really well. Over $50 million at the box office their first weekend, which is incredible because it was available on Peacock free streaming. But $50 million, even though there was a free version of it.
Really?
Yeah. So it's incredible. People love it.
How about American Horror Story, that series on Netflix?
Yeah.
Have you seen any of those?
I don't know. That was something my mom loved. She goes, have you watched? I said, nah, Ma, there was like Hotel. They have like different themes each season. And again, that's one of those things where people just like to get that little bit of a jolt. And then at the end of the day, you feel a little bit better.
Well, I was telling Paul this morning that my wife, she loves the horror genre, right?
Yeah.
That's why she married me. I'm not so into it, but she used to watch Chiller Theater as a kid, you know, with Chilly Billy.
Yeah.
And they'd show, many of those movies were, you know, B-rated horror films, but people
right.
loved them, like The Killer Tomatoes. But she now watches The Walking Dead, and her ringtone is the theme from the show. So on Sunday nights, when the new episodes come out, I'm walking through, and this is what I hear, when anyone calls.
Right.
And I'm getting ready to go to bed, and I'll say goodnight. She's like, ah, goodnight. And all I hear is.
Yeah, but how about, hey, Larry, that all started right here in Pittsburgh with Night of the Living Dead. And here we are in, you know, 2021, and it's still coming, and it's evolved, and it's affecting you at night.
Yes, it's affecting me now. I work with some zombies. Some, not all. John Mowat with me. We're going to talk about the movies opening this weekend. Lights, camera, action. From Hollywood East, this is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richer. Kevin Battle off. today for his birthday. So we've asked Anchorman Paul Rasmussen to sit in his stead. Paul, we appreciate you diverting for a moment.
I would like to say, though, that this stead is a little uncomfortable. It's a bit tight.
And John Mowat on Movies is here. John, we have two films you want to talk about first. And this one is what?
It's an animated feature, Ron's Gone Wrong.
I'm your best friend out of my box.
Making friends is what he's for.
Friend request? Friend request.
If he can't do that, he's like literally pointless.
Addis Ababa.
You're supposed to stay within 6 feet of me.
Six?
Ron's Gone Wrong. What's wrong?
Yeah. Well, this is, like I said, this is an animated feature. Beautiful film. Kids are going to love it. Families can enjoy it. It's a good family film. And it's about this young boy named Barney, and it takes place in the future. And it's kind of weird because every kid has this robot. And they can't really function without the robot. It's almost like, you know, they're kind of telling us something. Well, Barney, his family's not that well off. He doesn't have a robot. And he's kind of a outcast. He doesn't get to participate in a lot of things. He doesn't have a lot of friends. Well, they find him one, and it's voiced by Zach Galifianakis, and he's incredible. But his robot's named Ron. Well, Ron, there's something wrong with Ron. There was a reason why he was, well, they got him the way they did. And Ron goes wrong and creates all this havoc and kind of finds him marching at a different beat. But ironically, it helps Barney to assimilate with these kids aside from the robot. So Ron creates this situation that kind of breaks this community out of the muck that they're in, where everybody kind of concentrates on their computer.
So this is like Hazel in the Jetsons when she went bad.
Right.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Remember Hazel?
Oh, yeah. She went off.
She went haywire.
Yeah.
All right. What age group are we talking? Are we talking about little kids? Or?
Yeah, that's elementary, maybe early middle school kids. But the it's one of those good films, Paul, where the adults can enjoy it too.
Cool.
All right. That is Ron's Gone Wrong. Now, is this the same as it was then? It's called Dune.
This is an extermination. They're picking my family off one by one. Only together can we stand a chance.
Let's fight like demons.
Duncan, can I trust you with something?
Always.
I've been having dreams. I thought I saw my death.
Dreams make good stories, but everything important happens when we're awake.
All right. Didn't they make a movie called Dune?
Yeah, they sure did. Back in 1984, they did.
I remember
Dune.
That. You know, that's a fascinating film to me.
Yeah.
It was really well shot, wonderfully active, but it was very confusing plot.
Yeah. See, what they did, Paul, was they took the novel from Frank Herbert, and it's an epic novel.
It is.
But they tried to condense it into like a 2-hour film. It just didn't work. Like you said, it was beautifully shot. The acting was great, but it was confusing. Nobody understood what was going on.
We were all over the place in the storyline. It was hard to follow.
So in this one, it stars Timothée Chalamet and Rebecca Ferguson. How about this ensemble cast, though? You've got Oscar Isaac, Jason Momoa, Stellan Skarsgård, Josh Brolin, Javier Bardem. It's got an incredible cast.
Oh, if they got him, you know it's going to be interesting because he doesn't play anything but very interesting bad people.
I think Paul's trying to say is he's a weirdo.
He does in a very top weird guy.
Creative sense, though. I mean, he is.
Oh, he's terrific.
And he's really good in this. And, Paul, you're going to like this movie because you saw the first one, and it's one of those movies where it kind of really helps to see how this one compares to that first one. But be prepared because, Larry, you do these MC gigs, right?
Right.
And you get these incredible meals, but sometimes they're just little small pieces of stuff. Do you ever feel like, and on the way home, maybe you swing into a McDonald's after this tremendous meal that you've had? I know.
He's actually read my mind. He knows this because I've called him.
What happens is the Big Mac is calling him.
Yeah, well, it does call. But this movie reminds me of that. It gives you so much.
Oh, okay.
But only a little taste of it. And it kind of leaves you wanting more, which is a good thing because they plan on this being the next Star Wars, the next epic.
There's a lot of story to work
franchise.
With there.
Yeah. So you get a great movie. The optics are incredible. You got to see this in the movie theater, although it is available on HBO Max. So it's going to be interesting to see how it does at the theaters.
Dune.
Dune.
Rated
Rated PG-13.
You know, but because we're talking about this kind of a movie, it really is better on a big screen.
Did I mention Rebecca Ferguson's in this?
Ooh, a couple of times.
Okay.
All right, those are the movies available today, and now it's time for, we're going to have kind of...
It's a special edition.
This is, you know, check with me at the line. We're doing an audible. Mm-hmm. Since Kevin isn't here, we're going to have Paul answer one question. Do or die, this is for all the marbles, Paul.
No other questions? You're not going to get a question?
No, we're not going to have time. So we only have time for one. So,
oh boy.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
John wanted to play one of the top 10 lines from a horror film of all time.
Okay.
And see if you could identify the movie. So listen carefully.
I see dead people.
Did you hear it? Do you want me to play it again?
I see dead people.
I don't know. This is one I haven't seen, although I recognize the line.
Bruce Willis.
Is this the Sixth Sense?
Yes!
I've never watched it, and I know that supposed to, because it's good, but it's one of those ones I never got around to watching, and then every time I have time, hey, well, I got lucky on that one.
That's an M. Night film.
The Bruce Willis was really helped.
What are some of the other lines, John, you were looking up? There's just some classic lines. From Night of the Living Dead, they're coming to get you, Barbara.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That's a good one.
Horror films, they stick in people, and you hear these lines, and it resonates with people. And
what's your favorite horror film, Paul?
It's The Exorcist.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah.
You know, exorcist here. Not in the station.
I heard this yesterday.
In Pittsburgh. Jimmy Crenn said he met him.
Talking about that.
He said he met this older priest.
On the podcast.
Yes.
Right?
Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Crenn.
What's the name of that?
Sheila Hyatt. How ironic. Yeah. And Jim tells the story about meeting an exorcist, a real priest in Pittsburgh who was older. And he said, I used to be an exorcist. And he said, you're not anymore. He said, no, I retired. It's a young man's game.
Oh, man. No, that's the scary stuff.
Yeah.
When stuff's floating around a room, like, what can you do to fight it?
Between us, I haven't had a pea soup since that movie came out.
Oh. but the really grabbing scene for me in that movie, the big takeaway scene of all the different scenes, is at the end of the movie when it's all over with and the little girl sees the priest and she walks up and gives him a kiss.
Yeah.
You're going to make us cry.
Strong.
John Mowat on movies. Tragic story, actor Alec Baldwin using a prop gun on the set of his newest movie in Santa Fe, New Mexico, shoots the gun, kills the director of photography, and wounds another one of their production team. John Mowat on movies. John, what a tragedy. This isn't the first time this has happened on a movie set.
No, that's what's incredible, Larry, is that this happened back in 1984. For the first time we really heard about it, there was a show that was pretty popular. It was called Cover Up. And Cover Up starred this guy by the name of John Eric Hexum. He was a young, really nice-looking guy, up-and-comer, great following. And he was fooling around on the set, and he had a blank gun and placed it to his head and pulled the trigger. What he didn't realize was that the cap or the charge that was in there was so powerful that the air that pushed out of the gun fractured his skull and drove it into his brain, killing him instantly. And then a few years later after that, the son of Bruce Lee, Brandon Lee,
I remember
that, died tragically on the set of The Crow in similar circumstances. Now, these guns are very powerful, and you obviously you can't fool around with them. And, just yesterday, a beautiful young life was lost. But it surprises me that it continues to happen, and I'm sure there's going to be an investigation, and incredibly sad.
Right, what a tragedy, and Alec Baldwin has had more than his share of issues along the way. I'm sure he's just devastated. John Mowat, thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.